Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Let's get ready for church. So good to have y'all with us this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. We're just welcoming our Wednesday night service. We're just looking forward to mighty move of God, always with anticipation. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Miss Lori? Absolutely. We sure will. Anyone else on the right side? Yes. Okay. Absolutely. We'll keep in our prayers. Anyone else on my right side? All right. Anyone on the left side here with a spoken prayer request tonight? Do I see another hand? Oh, I'm sorry, brother. Absolutely. Absolutely. Most definitely, we will.
Anyone on the roster?
Mother, also Sister Ellen. I think that she still needs our prayers.
Absolutely. For Sister Evelyn and for Miss Kate, absolutely want to keep them in prayer. Absolutely. Well, if you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, dear Lord, for this opportunity you've given us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together tonight, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord in order to worship you, to praise you, dear Lord, and also to hear your mighty word. Lord, now we lift up each and every prayer request tonight, dear Lord, those spoken and unspoken. Lord, we know how great you are, Lord. We pray for our nation. Lord, we pray for Ukraine and Russia and all the conflicts going on, dear Lord, that you will, we know that you're in control, dear Lord, and we're just asking for you to just guide and protect each and every situation, dear Lord. We just need you to mend our lands. Lord, may we just come and worship you and praise you in all that we do. Lord, now we thank you, dear Lord, for healing. We thank you for protection and your guidance, dear Lord. We ask you to be with those that's in nursing homes and assisted living. Lord, again, guide us, dear Lord, and just let us be about your will. Lord, we want to pray for our young people as they're down out in the other building, and dear Lord, also for the young ones in their class downstairs. Excuse me. And dear Lord, we just love and praise you, and we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen,
amen, amen. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. Woo. While you're standing, turn to page 177. Are you washed in the blood? I need y'all to help me. Have a little trouble. Yes, Lord.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing fire? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Bridegroom come. blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Maybe see if you can. Turn around and give someone a wave, or your neighbor. Just let them know how much God loves them and just how great He is. Praise God. It's so good to have each and every one of us, our visitors that's with us tonight, too. We just love each and every one of you. Just really looking forward to the service tonight. How many of y'all have still been fasting, or feasting, should I say, on the words that came out this Sunday, from Sunday morning service to Sunday night service? So powerful. God is great, and I know He's moving. And I tell you what, the term "the mantle" has been in my heart so much since Sunday night. It's just a powerful, powerful message. I don't know about y'all, but I know that message was for me, so I just give God the glory. Well, as we get ready for service tonight, just be in much prayer for all the different ministries. Also, I mentioned it the other day, I'm still approaching people to help with the Easter presentation, and really excited about it. There's a few more in here I want to speak to tonight before we leave, or if you'd like to help, please just let me know. We need everything that we can. So it's really a wonderful time in the Lord. And as we get ready for this special season, and it's a special time to think about Jesus, we think about the blood and the power of the blood and all that's been done. I don't have any other announcements. Do we have anything that needs to be brought forth tonight? All righty. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. Don't forget about Wednesday night. It's the Good Samaritan Fund. God keeps blessing. There's so many needs out there. And continue just to be in much prayer, and also for all the ministries. Well, thank you, Brother Jim. Would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. It is good to be in the house of God.
Amen.
People said I'd never make it. I love this song, but I hate to sing it because I mess up every time.
Just give the glory to the Lord. Just...
Woo! Lord, touch me, Jesus. All right. Ready? People said I'd never make it. I'd never see it through. But they don't know. A brand new song. And I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You touch my heart, you touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind. The best thing ever found. Voted likely not to prosper. Was left hanging over my head. You never count for nothing. That's what most people say. I've been known to be unsaid. Stayed around too long, but you're the treasure I've been looking for, and I'm still holding on, and I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. Touch my heart, you touch my soul, and the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground, and I'm still holding on, you're the best thing ever found, and the bridges that's behind. The best thing ever found.
Amen.
Let me just explain something to y'all right quick. I can't see out of these glasses, and I can't see without them. So when I'm looking at the words, I'm trying so hard to get them right, I mess up. But thank God that he says make a joyful noise. Because if it didn't sound good to nobody else, it sounded good to him.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Sister Susan, come on up, please. It's okay if you hadn't got something grabbed, but I know you're on the spot. There you go.
I'm guilty.
Can you pull up? Where could I go?
That's loud. I don't think that.
Where could I go? Too high. Yeah. Try C. Yeah. Try C.
living below in this old civil world. Hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a prince to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face that chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking the refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
And call, man. Little chorus. I jotted these words down years and years and years ago. Too many for me to even count, but this long time ago. I was on a bread route on a bread truck, I think, actually, when I wrote these down. But it's to a tune of Merle Haggard. Words are totally different, though.
Jesus, I need you again today. There's just no other way. Whenever I find myself facing a wall, you're the only one that I can call. There's been days when everything I did turned out wrong, I remember the words in this song. Seems that you're the only one who knows what to do. So Lord, please understand, that's why I'm bothering you. I need you again today. There's just no other way. Whenever I find myself facing a wall, you're the only one that I can call. Everything I did turned out wrong. Then I remember the words in this song. It seems that you're the only one who knows what to do. So Lord, please understand, that's why I'm bothering you. Jesus, I need you again today. There's just no other way. Whenever I find myself facing a wall, you're the only one that I can call. Whenever I find myself facing a wall, you're the only one I need to call. Thank you, Lord, that we can call on you. Well, glory. Amen. Praise God. God is a mighty God, isn't he? So good. And a timely God. Amen. No matter what time of the day or night, we say that so often, but it's so wonderful to know that we can get in touch with the Lord anytime, amen, that we have a need. If you have your Bibles tonight, we want to go to the book of Psalms. We want to read a couple of scriptures from David's writing. And then we're going to do something a little different than we normally do. We've had not had a testimony service in quite a while, but I want to incorporate that into also a Bible study as well. So we'll prepare to do that, and I'll let you know a little bit more as we read these passages of Scripture. First Psalm would be Psalm 32 and verse 8. Psalms 32 and verse 8. David writes, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye, or the Amplified Version says, my eye upon you. The second verse is in Psalms 34 and verse number 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Can we pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, that we can come in this place together tonight, God, in one mind and one accord, and worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we're thankful for all of your many blessings. We're thankful for this opportunity that you've given us. And Father, we pray your blessing upon every part of this service tonight. We ask you, dear Lord, to reach out to those who are in need tonight. Many are sick, many are afflicted. And Father, we know, God, that you are a healing Savior. And Father, we pray that you would touch and anoint each and every one who stands in need of prayer tonight. Father, I ask you to direct this service tonight. God, anoint these lips of clay. Use this vessel, Lord, and just speak to our hearts tonight that we'll be submissive and obedient to your will. And we'll look to you, Lord, and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. For we ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you love Jesus, let him know it with a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk about these two particular passages of Scripture, and I want to combine them into a common thought that David was using as he wrote so many of his Psalms. Most of David's Psalms were in the form of a prayer. Some of them was in a praise, but he used them later as a praise after he had written them as a prayer. So tonight I wanted to ask them, and I think they've already flipped it off. We just live streamed up until the point of the scriptures and the prayer. And the reason I'm doing that is because when we have testimony service, nobody on live stream can hear or know what's going on, and we really have a hard time passing around the microphone. But I'll give you a little bit of groundwork as to where I would like to go with these testimonies. And all testimonies are good. I mean, we're made overcomers by our testimony. But I want us to think about specific things tonight as David incorporated into these passages that we have just read. Now, let's look at Psalms 32 first. Basically, David is beginning his prayer with basically a repentant prayer. He was asking the Lord for forgiveness. He said, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered." And I think every one of us could say we are blessed in the fact that we know that our transgression has been forgiven and certainly our sin is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say, "Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, or and in whose spirit there is no guile." Talking about the forgiveness of Almighty God. And then he says, "When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long." When we have maybe been disobedient unto God, maybe we have strayed or whatever the case may be, and we try to hide that or we try to keep that within our spirit, it is a miserable feeling. And that's what David was experiencing until he came to the mercy seat, until he came before God and began to confess and begin to ask the Lord to forgive him. And what is so remarkable here is about all the way down through verse number 6 is David's repentant prayer and his asking for forgiveness and his thankfulness that he is blessed, that God heard his prayer and answered his prayer and forgave him. But then verse number 7, it changes. This basically is David's writing God's response to him during his prayer. And my thought tonight was, you know, God doesn't always answer us in our prayer. Sometimes he chooses to do so. But we've all agreed and all talked about that God's time and his schedule is not ours. He answers prayers, but it's in his time. But there are occasions, and those wonderful, glorious occasions, when even in the midst of our prayer, God speaks to us. And God begins to give us that assurance, whether it's in our heart, whether it's in our mind, whether we just kind of think of a scripture. And so many times God speaks to us, even in scripture. I have been praying before and asking for God's assistance or God's help, and suddenly a scripture comes to my mind. And my way of thinking, that's God speaking to me because of the scripture, because this is his word. And the scripture is always uplifting. It's always helpful. It's always beneficial. And it always is just exactly what I need. But again, that doesn't happen every time I pray. There's been times that I prayed and I prayed again and I prayed again and I prayed again. And God did not answer me per se in those particular prayers, but he answered at a later time, at another time that was his time and not my time. And sometimes he answered the prayer without really speaking to me. It just happened. You know, there's a saying that says, you know, Where did that come from? Out of left field? No, it came from the kingdom of God. It came from the throne of God. When God opens a door, when seemingly you've been praying about it for days, weeks, months, or whatever the situation, and suddenly that door is open and God has answered your prayer. And it didn't happen when we thought it was going, but it happened anyway. But this tonight, I wanted us to think about it a little bit and know, first of all, that as David says, he says that before he said that, he said, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." And then he says in verse number 8, then he uses the basically the words that God has spoken unto him, and he incorporates them into this prayer. And this prayer later on became a song or a psalm that he recited time and time again. Then he said, this is God speaking to him. "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye." In other words, my eye will always be on you wherever you go, letting David know that God had forgiven him. And God's mercy is plenteous, amen. He will forgive again and again if we come to him with a broken and contrite spirit. So, and then he goes on to say too, in the next Psalm 34 and 15 is a very well-known scripture. It said, "The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry." And we often say that God's ears are never closed. He's always listening to us, amen, and always there, ready to hear what our prayer would be. So tonight I want us to think for just a little bit. Has God ever, and your testimony can be whatever you want to, but here's some of the things that I'd like to throw out. Maybe it's a testimony of where you knew without a shadow of a doubt that an experience in your life that God's eye was directly upon you, whether he saved you from a horrendous wreck, whether he protected you from some danger, or whether he was just there in the midnight hour when you were sick or afflicted and called on God and his eye was upon you there and his ear was open up to the righteous and he came on the scene then. That's one of the things that we can throw out. Another thing is just have you been praying, and as during your prayer, God enlightened you. You felt his spirit, you felt his word, you felt his comfort or something. And I think it'll help us, and certainly as we share our faith and we share our experiences and know that God works in mysterious ways. Now, you know, that doesn't mean weird ways, okay? And it's not mysterious to God. He knows exactly what it's doing. But we, as mortals, sometimes it's mysterious to us how that God operates. You know, Moses just stretched out his rod and the Lord split the Red Sea. David picked up a sling and some stones and he threw them at a big giant and God directed the stone. And we have had, probably if we think about it, we've had God come on the scene just that fast, just that quick. I was so blessed seeing and reading the Facebook testimony of where Abby had put on there that prayer, you know, prayer was made for Oliver. Sister Connie was talking about his fever. They couldn't get it cooled. It kept going up. They'd cool it, it'd go back up. And she showed two pictures. She showed one picture how he was, and he was kind of just laying there. And then after prayer was made, before service was over, because I looked at when that Facebook thing was done, the Lord had already come on the scene and touched him, and he was playing and having a good time, and he was at home then. And I thought about, and I almost told Sister Connie as we were praying, I recall one of our excursions or one of our retreat. We call the Red Top Retreat. We used to go as a church group and we'd rent cabins and stay up there and we'd have our service and all out there. And we were there one night and I had one particular cabin that's where all the food was. So that's where everybody congregated and was eating. And Sister Dot Allen came down and said that one of her daughters, one of the little ones, was running a fever and she was really in the bed sick. And also several of us went up there and began to pray, went to the cabin. We took the oil with us and we anointed her. And she was probably, she wasn't school age by then. It's been a long time ago. It was certainly a long time ago. Sister Dot has already gone home to be with the Lord. But as we were praying and anointing her, Sister Dot said, "Feel of this, Brother Eddie." Her fever actually broke. You could feel her face and her forehead cooling as we prayed. Now, God is an instant God. But again, he doesn't always work that way. Sometimes he does. In David's case, before he ever got through with the psalm, God spoke to him and said this, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye. How wonderful that would be if we were praying and God just spoke that to us. It may not be verbatim. He may just say something like, you know what? It's going to be all right, or I'm going to handle it, or I'm going to fix it. However God speaks to us. So hopefully I've given you enough groundwork, and you don't have to be just those particular things that I threw out. If you want to testify about something else, about God's miracle or a healing in your life or to him making a way, that's fine too. But I'd like to hear from you tonight, some things that God has done. And I tell you what else this does. It builds the faith of the church. Amen. When somebody hears, somebody may be going through something and somebody stands and gives a testimony, then that builds their faith because they know that God is no respecter of person. So what he does for one, he'll certainly do for the other. So here's your opportunity. You don't have to be shy because the live stream has been cut off. It's just us home folks here tonight. And I won't bring a microphone back because we'll be able to hear you. Amen. Because we don't have to have the microphone to hear in the church, but they do on the live stream. So they're going to be wondering what in the world's going on at the church, but they cut us off, and maybe that'll make them come maybe next Wednesday night. So who'll be first to start us off? Something that maybe during your prayer you heard from God, maybe something God protected you from, maybe he just, you know, kept you from danger or whatever the situation may be. And don't be shy. Somebody's got to be the starter. All right, Sister Julie. Praise God. Amen. And if we'll praise him in the little things, he'll do the big things. And that makes me think of a story. Y'all remember Sunday night I mentioned Sister Olean Forster at the Rockmart Church. She was testifying one night and she was praying. And, this is generations back. Her clothes were hanging on the line to dry. How many can identify with that? I grew up with mother hanging clothes out on the line to dry. And when the storm clouds come up, you had to hurry and get the clothes in before it rained, especially those summer thunderstorms. And Sister Olean had it, and it's nearly about dry, and they was talking about a storm coming in. She looks out. She said the clouds were just as dark as everything. So she goes out, and she's praying the whole time, Lord, please, please let me get these clothes off the line before it starts to rain. She's just hurting. She got the last one in, got them inside the door, and she said the heavens just opened up, and it started pouring rain. She praised the Lord in that matter. And she gave the Lord praise for that because she said it had to be the Lord because she said, it was just looking like it was going to rain. But the Lord let her get that last piece of clothes off the line. And, that generation, I remember my granddaddy Allen, they talked about him going down to the barn and praying for a calf because the calf was sick and they were afraid the calf was going to die. And they were dependent on that calf. So he went down and prayed for the calf and the calf recovered and he gave the Lord praise. So you're exactly right. If we'll praise the Lord in the little things, and sometimes we just take those little things for granted. I'm going to try to hush. I want to hear from y'all tonight. Somebody else, it's your opportunity.
Amen. Man. Yep. Amen. That is so true. And like you said, he said, "My eye is upon you," or "I will guide thee with mine eye." An amplified version says, "My eye is upon you." I'm sure you parents have looked out the window or to make sure the kids are all right. They never know that you're watching them, but you're watching them and just make sure that they're okay. Just imagine how much more our God looks out for us. So many times we think he doesn't know what's going on in our life, but he knows. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Sister Virginia. Amen. Man. Amen. I believe God does that. A lot of people say, "Oh, how lucky," or "What a coincidence." No. God had already warned. He didn't tell exactly what was going to happen, but he knew that they may be in danger, and he just worked it out. And that lets me know that he's aware. His eye is always on us and watching over us. And sometimes, you know, he may be keeping us from danger that we don't even see. You know, we may be late for work or late on a certain place or getting there, and then come and find out there's a terrible accident that happened, and the time would be that, ooh, I might have been there. And, you know, I think God watches over us from there, too. Anybody else? We're talking about cars. I've got so many, too. It's just so many things over my life. But this was when I was going to school in Atlanta, and I was driving back on 285. And back then, 285 in the middle of the day, it didn't have a whole lot of traffic on it. So I was getting it pretty good in the middle lane. And there was a car or a truck, I can't remember if it was a pickup truck or a car, on this side. And another truck was over here. And I wanted to go. So I was in the middle lane. So I was going to go past both of them. Well, when I did, got between those two cars, evidently a gravel truck had lost a lot of the gravel, and it was loose gravel right in the middle lane. And it's just like hitting ice, if you've ever hit loose gravel like that. And I felt the steering wheel just go limp in my hands. And, I didn't have time to kneel. I didn't have time to pray and fast. The only prayer that I got out was Jesus. That's the only thing I had time to say. And when I said Jesus, the steering wheel grip, we went through that gravel, and it got back on the solid asphalt. And, I'd slowed down the rest of the way home, thanking the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, Brother Eddie, that's just, no, it really was. I felt that the Lord was protecting me, because I this thing can spin around. I could have hit either one of those vehicles on either side, but I still give God praise for that. And that's just a few of the things that God has done in my life. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen to that. Amen. His eye is always upon us, and that's what David realized. He said, in David's psalm here, he's basically saying, Lord, I'm unworthy. I'm just flesh and bone, but your mercy and grace. And I'm paraphrasing here, but that's the gist of what he was saying. You've forgiven me, and all that, and yet you're still with me, and you hear my cry, and you see and guide me with your eyes. So that's wonderful to know that the Lord cares that much about us. Amen. Anybody else want to share an experience, a testimony? And it could be any kind of testimony. If you just want to give the Lord praise, he's worthy of all praise. Sister Brenda. Goodness. Man, I'm persuaded to believe that every Christian who's been living for the Lord for any number of years could probably sit down and write a book of the things that the Lord has blessed us with, kept us from, been there. And, sometimes we have to jog our memory. We know that God's done it, but sometimes it's good to kind of get those things out and let other people know that God is really working if we'll allow him to and have faith and believing in his ability to help us. Y'all know preachers can't hardly stand without speaking, but everything y'all saying just kicks off another one. And I remember specifically, and I know I've shared this, but when Kevin was in the hospital at Eggleston, and there was many nurses that were in and out, the doctors were great. It's a great and wonderful facility, and they were all very, very helpful and compassionate. But there was one in particular, and her name was Dorothy. And she was an Asian girl, and she could do more with Kevin than anybody else. I mean, if he was kind of fretful or not, she could take him in her arms, and she was so good with him, and, just very professional and all. And And anyway, long story short, years and years later, when after all of that, after the, I don't know, this was probably 4 or 5 years later when we had to start taking him back for checkups and things like that, we began to ask about Dorothy. And nurses and doctors and the staff would say, who? And I said, well, she had long black hair, and her name was Dorothy. She was real petite, and she was Asian. And I don't remember anybody. Like, we went to the office. We asked people, I said, well, go ask so-and-so. They've been here a long, long time. No, I don't recall anybody like that, you know. And I've got a picture somewhere. I can't find it right now, but I have a picture somewhere of her holding Kevin. And anyway, we just finally was convinced that maybe she just came straight from heaven and was maybe Kevin's personal nurse during that time. And we just sort of, you know, went on about our business. And then y'all know Stanley Flowers. If y'all will remember when Zach was born, they rushed him to Columbus Hospital because he had some situations. In fact, it was very detrimental. I mean, it was life death situation. And the same thing happened to them. They were there, and this one particular nurse, she was not Asian. She was African American, and she was taking care of him. And she could do more She could do more with Zach than the rest of them. And she was just so compassionate and so professional. And then months or years back, when they went back, nobody remembered her. I don't remember her name, but Stanley and him was talking about it. He said, nobody knew her. Nobody. We could, tell them, describe her to the T, called her name, and nobody at the hospital could remember. Then you say, brother, you know, that's a big hospital. Could be. I'm just saying that it happened twice that I know of. And, you know, God can do anything. If he wants to send down one of his angels to take care of us, then he can certainly do that. Amen. But I'm the kind that want to give God praise anyway. Amen. Because even if that wasn't God doing that, I still need to praise him for everything else he's done. Amen. Somebody else. Yes, sir. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's wonderful when we praise God for a work in progress. That's faith. Amen. You may not see the full effects of it yet, but go ahead and praise God anyway. Amen. And like I said, sometimes he gives us an answer in the middle of our prayer. Sometimes he don't. But that doesn't mean he's not going to answer it. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Amen. Yeah. on the Bible. Amazing. It is. That's a miracle. I mean, that's nothing short of a miracle. And when God does it, whether it's heal a washing machine, save a little kid's head from hitting something hard on the bike, it's still a miracle. And God needs to be praised for those miracles. Amen. So really, there's no difference in a little miracle or a big miracle. They're all miracles. And when we give God praise, you know, and God works miracles sometimes through people and through certain circumstances, you know. You know, I know for a fact that he's worked through people that helped other people. And, you know, we thank those folks, but we give praise unto the Lord, because I believe God is the one that gives us the heart to reach out to others and to help folks too. Anybody else before we, I mean, we don't want to cut you short. Will? Yes, sir. Both of you, two at a time. There you go. Somebody speak. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. That's right. Amen. What a miracle. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. So true. What God doesn't keep us from, He'll keep us through. Amen. If we depend on Him. Anyone else tonight? Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. You got the floor. Man, thank God. Yeah. Praise God. That's a very important point, because sometimes we can't see it in our brothers and sisters, but God can. So He still sees that, you know, and He still knows that there's a need there and He takes care of it. So thank God for that. Amen. So when somebody stands and says, I need prayer, let's pray for them. Amen. Because we don't know what it is. We don't need to know. Don't have to know. Just know that God can touch them and make a way for them in their life. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed these testimonies. It's been an inspiration to me. And as I said earlier, we're overcomers by our faith, or by our testimony, rather. So these testimonies are not only good for you to get it out, but it's good for others to hear, too. So we'll give you one last call. Anybody else want to stand and testify? All right. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Exactly. Right. Praise God. Amen. A little nostalgia there, huh? All the way back. You know, that makes me think of the prayer box. Every once in a while, this prayer box gets full and begins to overflow. And we have had occasion where we go in and we kind of purge those prayers that have been done, that we know that have been, God's already delivered or touched. And that, if you want to really see something emotional, see some of those prayer requests from way back. And, I mean, we don't throw them away. We just kind of, the ones that's been answered or the ones that we know that God's been victorious in, we just kind of remove those and make room for new prayer requests. So there's been a lot of prayers answered by just putting a little note. And by the way, if you don't know what that's for, if you have an unspoken prayer request, and, you know, you don't even have to sign it. You don't even have to put your name on it or anything. Just put the prayer request in, put it in that prayer box. And, you know, at times, different people were taking the prayer box home and praying over it for a week and bringing it back, and that's good too. But we always remember those prayer requests in that prayer box. And there's some ones that'll, it, like I said, it's very emotional when you read them. All right. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Prayer request. Absolutely. Sure. Yep. And thank God for the text blast, too, and the live stream. I know many people will put watching and things like that, but some people actually put prayer requests on the live stream, and we all get to see those and begin to pray. So, you know, that's the part of technology that I'm really, really thankful for, that we have that instant access and for people to have to put on there and pray or have a prayer need, and the church can see that and begin to pray. All right. If you would stand tonight, I'll give you an opportunity. If you need prayer, please don't leave without coming up for prayer. If you're sick or need anything whatsoever, we'll pray with you and pray for you. How many knows God's just as powerful on Wednesday night as he was Sunday? Amen. And wasn't that a good time we had Sunday? Amen. A wonderful time. Great outpouring of the Holy Ghost and just a wonderful blessing. All right. Nobody? Well, let's just remember exactly what the brother was talking about, the skirmish, the war that's going on in Russia and Ukraine. Let's remember all nations. As you well know, there's a lot of them sitting on powder kegs right now, so it could be very, very devastating. So let's pray that cooler heads will prevail, amen, and that God will work the situation out. All right. Again, if you have an unspoken request, just lift your hand. Amen. And not so much for me to see, but God sees and he knows your heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how we love you, Lord, and we're so thankful for this time. God, the testimonies of praise and miracles tonight, God, it's so wonderful to hear that. And we know that you're still on fire, God. We know that you're still working in our lives. And we're so thankful, God, that your eye is always on us and your ear is always open to us. And Father, we pray, Lord, for those who still stand in need of prayer, those who are sick and may be afflicted. God, I pray that you would reach out and touch them. Just go with us now. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, and keep us safe from all harm. And we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. See you Sunday.